Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A United Nations report finds that acute malnutrition has doubled in the last month in northern Gaza. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports.
The new data comes from the United Nations Children Fund, which conducted nutrition screenings in the north in February. Ongoing restrictions on aid delivery and continuous fighting have made it extremely difficult to get food to the north of the enclave. At least 23 children in northern Gaza have died from malnutrition and dehydration in recent weeks, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health. Screenings conducted in the middle area of the Gaza Strip found 28% of children under 2 years have acute malnutrition. And even in Rafah, in the south, which has had the most access to aid, the UN found acute malnutrition among very young children had doubled in the last month. In addition to starvation, malnutrition puts children at a high risk for other medical complications and illnesses. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
After an hours-long standoff in New Jersey, police arrested a man suspected in the fatal shooting of three people in a Philadelphia suburb earlier today. Trenton police say 26-year-old Andre Gordon surrendered peacefully, but that he was in a different location than the house police thought he was barricaded in. In Falls Township, Pennsylvania, police say he shot and killed the mother of his children, his teenaged sister, and his stepmother, and allegedly assaulted another woman who's now hospitalized before fleeing the area to New Jersey. He was armed with an AR-15-style rifle and other weapons, and Police Chief Nelson Whitney says that led to lockdowns and calling off today's St. Patrick's Day parade.
You know, we were in contact almost immediately with the organizers of the parade and let them know that we needed to shut the parade down. We also had officers go up and down the roadway and warn people to go back to their homes.
There is no word yet on a motive for that attack. Texans are starting to pick up the pieces after nearly 2,000 square miles burned and thousands of cattle died in one of the largest wildfires in state history. They're also investigating what went wrong and how to pay for the damage. Brad Burt from member station KTTZ has more.
Ranchers in the Texas Panhandle are looking at fields of ash where grass once fed 85% of the state's cattle industry. They have prioritized the need for hay and fencing supplies as donations pour in, but the full scope of the economic impact is still not clear. Lawsuits have already started to line up, the latest two filed this week against Xcel Energy and Southwestern Public Service Company. Xcel Energy has acknowledged where their power lines were involved in igniting the largest of the fires, the Smokehouse Creek Fire. Texas lawmakers have announced a committee to investigate the wildfires and propose legislative solutions for disaster preparedness, as well as look at how to direct recovery resources. For NPR News, I'm Brad Burt in Lubbock.
This is NPR. In Ohio, cleanup is underway after deadly tornadoes ripped through the Indian Lake area in the state, killing at least three people. Dozens were injured, and there were also a number of homes damaged. The tornadoes tore through parts of Ohio, Kentucky, and Arkansas on Thursday night. The National Institutes of Health says it no longer update its COVID-19 treatment guidelines. NPR's Ping Wong reports the fire hose of drug developments has now slowed.
If you get COVID today and you have risk factors for getting worse, there are a few antiviral treatments that can reduce your risk of getting hospitalized. These come in the form of pills like Paxlovid or the intravenous drug remdesivir. How they should be used in patients has been documented in the COVID-19 treatment guidelines from the NIH. Cliff Lane from NIH co-chaired the guidelines panel.
We fortunately do have drugs that I think are going to be most beneficial for individuals who don't have a strong immune response, whether because they had not been vaccinated or they have an underlying condition.
The NIH guidelines received more than 50 million page views over the past 4 years and guided doctors around the world in treating COVID patients. The final version was posted last month. Ping Huang, NPR News.
The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating after another Boeing plane was found to be missing a panel upon inspection after it landed. Officials say the 25-year-old 737 model plane had just landed in southern Oregon. There were no injuries. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.